Many don't get my sense of humor. Yeah, they, the delinquent. Yes, 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 it's your boy, D, the delinquent. And we're gonna talk about traffic. Traffic, traffic, traffic. I hate traffic. Makes me wanna pull my fucking face off. Just rip it off. I ain't got no hair, by the way. That's why I gotta talk about the face. But if your city is like my city, then you understand. I'm in Tucson, Arizona, by the way. It's pronounced Tucson, not Tucson, thank you. And despite what you might have heard, we got over 1.2 million people and counting because these damn kids keep having damn babies. But if your city is like my city, you dealing with traffic as well. And there's nothing we can do. And all these damn construction zones keep going on and on and on. They need to implement some kind of law on these construction zone company motherfuckers. They need to tell them straight up, finish what you start before you start something new. Think about it. There should be no damn reason why the same damn construction company has 4, 5, 6, 7 different job sites going on when the first one they started a year and a half ago ain't even close to being done yet. But nah, they got all the damn cones up, fucking up traffic, and not a single man out there is working. Fucking up my day and your day. But anyway, I want to share 3 tips on how to deal with traffic. Some of them might work for you, some of them might sound silly to you. But if you got some tips, shoot them my way as well. Hit me up on my Facebook, Joey Delinquent Velasquez. You'll see me on there some way, somehow. I got a picture of me pointing to some headphones on my head. Can't miss it. Anyway, tip number 1. Always, always keep your favorite music on hand. Straight up, if you got it on a USB flash drive, if you're doing the Google Music thing, Pandora, Apple Music, whatever. If you're still playing tapes and CDs, I play CDs, I still love my CDs. But keep your music on hand. Not just your favorite music that you just bob your head to. I'm talking about the good music that you sing along with. Let the world see you perform. Don't be shy, don't be embarrassed. Fuck it. You and your world in that damn car. Number 2. Always, always, always keep your favorite beverage in the car. Non-alcoholic, by the way. That's just the way it is, big dog. But for real, keep that motherfucker chill. Me, personally, I love me to have a cold soda or my Monster. Always. Sounds silly, but I'm telling you, if you don't have it, unbearable. Tip number 3. Leave early so you won't be late, but at the same time, you can enjoy the scenery. Trust me, I know, when you're around all these damn construction zones, ain't nothing pretty to look at. But you might pass by a new restaurant you ain't know was there. You might see some bully that you had back in the day that you absolutely hate, and you might get a smile on your face for seeing his punk ass at the bus stop now. You might see your ex walking down the street, fucked up. You might run into somebody that you actually like and that you haven't seen in a while. You might see a new business open up that you just might want to try. Anyway, soak it all up. Enjoy the ride home while we all stuck in this bullshit ass traffic. And I do want to add to tip number 1, always keep your hands on the steering wheel and keep your seatbelt on. You gotta be safe. Anyway, those are 3 tips that I just wanted to share with y'all about how to deal with traffic. Peace, world. I walk up in the place like it's no thing. With a can full of mace, spraying it like silly string. Might cuff your chick with a diamond ring. Then her finger looking greener than the whole thing. Many don't get my sense of humor. I play around and just might spread a rumor. Show to my show late and blame my Uber. I'm a horrible friend. I'm like a hideous tumor. I only chase